10 $1 bills. The amazing true story of how God blessed 10 $1 bills and built a bridge in Nicaragua. This book is dedicated in the name of Jesus Christ. This book is written in memory of my mother, Juanita Gardner Black, 1934 to 1989. We should love people not only with words and talk, but by our actions and true caring. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, New Century Version. Introduction, The Bridge. It was one Sunday in January of 2010 when Mike talked with me after the church worship service, asking if I had found a bridge design. I carefully worded my reply to him. Yes, I printed two bridge design manuals off my computer last week, and have a friend who has agreed to help with the foundation designs. We need to schedule a trip to the proposed bridge site so we can take measurements, perform a survey, and take soil samples. Still recovering from back surgery and the expenses associated with it, Mike suggested we wait until April. I felt an immediate sigh of relief when he spoke those words. As a project engineer, I had successfully managed the construction of several electrical substations, including the design and steel details, but this pedestrian bridge project in Nicaragua was beginning to overwhelm me. Even though I had read through those design manuals several times, I was an electrical engineer, not a civil engineer. Plus, managing a project of this magnitude from the States seemed nearly impossible to me. At this point, I really had doubts about the project's success, and my repeated request for help for someone more qualified to go with me to Nicaragua, if only to assist in the site evaluation, only fell upon deaf ears. But if not me, who would be called to build this community a footbridge? A bridge, as Mike had explained at the Nicaragua Mission Team meeting in December of 2008, is needed by the Gavilán and Patastule communities during the rainy months of May, June, July, August, and September, during which time the Bulbul River becomes impassable. This means the villagers must travel at least 2 hours to an alternate crossing location, which during the days of heavy rains can itself become impassable. He retold the story of a whole family who was crossing the Bulbul River in a small truck. There had been a rainstorm further up in the mountains. Suddenly, a wall of water came down the canyon and caught them in the middle of the river. The truck was swept away, turning over several times in the river. The people who saw it happen tried to save them, but there was no hope. The whole family drowned. The bridge would benefit the school teacher who must cross the river to teach the community children, the farmer who must carry his fresh milk across to sell in the nearby town, the mother who must cross to get needed supplies for her family, and the sick person who needs to cross to receive medical attention. They don't need us to change their lifestyle, only provide them with a bridge. For these reasons, and because I have a passion for helping other people, the bridge project really struck my interest. But the only commitment I had made during that team meeting was simply to find out more information, and I had done that. Then the thought occurred to me, maybe I should just give Mike the design manuals so my part would be done. But as I drove home that Sunday, I remembered how I came upon those two manuals while searching the internet. After the mission team meeting that December, I had spent the following month emailing friends at the Department of Transportation and also a few civil engineers, simply asking if they would help in designing the footbridge. Months went by without a single response. I did receive several pictures of covered wooden bridges and a few pedestrian bridges, but they all looked too expensive and very difficult to build in a developing country like Nicaragua. At that point, I decided to start searching the internet. I sat for what seemed like hours typing combination of words, bridges, bridge design manuals, designing bridges, pedestrian bridges, etc. Three of the internet searches yielded practically the same results, with the first couple of pages filled with articles on famous traffic bridges, then the remaining search pages filled with fun topics such as how to play bridge. The last search provided a page filled with pictures of rope bridges, but nothing on how to design a pedestrian footbridge to modern standards. I was discouraged, to say the least. Then late the next night, after further searching still yielded no fruitful results, I typed one last time, "Pedestrian Bridge Design Manual." At that moment, I closed my eyes and softly whispered, "Lord, I need your help. I need you to show me a bridge design manual." As a Christian, I was used to praying for individuals who were sick and for families who had lost a loved one, but not for simple, everyday things. Quickly glancing over the first page and then over to page 2, I saw most of the same search results as before. Then suddenly I heard his voice, "Go to page 11. I admit I doubted a little, because I already knew that none of the articles past page 3 were about footbridges, but going on nothing but faith, I clicked on page 11. There, at the top of page 11, were the words, "How to design suspended bridges," and just beneath it, "How to design suspension bridges." I was simply amazed as I smiled toward the ceiling. Now, who would believe this, I wondered. Well, it didn't really matter, because I had found, or he had shown me, what I needed to get started. I spent the remainder of 2009 reading through those bridge design manuals, studying the math, and trying to get a grip on the scope of the project. The logistics were enormous, but one fact stuck out in all the design documentation. You must know the soil conditions so the foundations can be properly designed. That seemed to be step one. But even after Mike and I talked that Sunday, I was still apprehensive about building the bridge. So many questions remain unanswered in my mind, with the most important being, how can I make sure this project is going to be successful? In the mission team meeting that December, someone had mentioned putting a bridge plaque on the bridge which would read, "This bridge is dedicated in the name of Jesus Christ." To me, that was a bold statement, and from that moment, I knew if his name was going to be on it, then it had to be done right.